Welcome to the Modern Savvy CPA, where financial expertise meets the cutting edge of digital age. I'm Sharon, your host, a certified public accountant, here to guide you through the intricate web of numbers and regulations, offering a fresh perspective of the ever-evolving world of finance. Hi, this is Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, and we're going to discuss what it means to save. What is the meaning of saving money? So if you've listened to my previous videos, you would have heard me talk about savings pots, and the pots are our goals at the end of the rainbow. So I do not believe in specifically just putting money in a bank without no purpose. Every saving has to have a purpose. So that's why I call them pots. So because I think of it as goal pots, you know, like the leprechaun at the end of the rainbow. So I believe that we need motivation to save. And if we are focused on what our motivations are, then we will, and we keep reminding ourselves what the pot is for, then we're able to motivate ourselves. Okay, this is my vacation pot. This is where I'm at with my vacation pot. This is my retirement pot. This is where I am with my retirement pot. You know, whichever pot you are, depending on what your lifestyle is and what your goals are, your short-term goals, your long-term goals, all of them needs to have a savings pot. So it helps you, in my opinion, it helps me to focus. I know a lot of people don't even believe in having more than one bank account. Well, I nixed that idea. I believe we should have different pots for different goals. And I call it savings for a purpose. So if you're saving for a purpose, then you understand what your goals are. You remind yourself what your goals are. You know, having a strong financial foundation is crucial at any time, but it's important in periods of economic uncertainty. You know, like we are right now with the high inflation, not understanding where we're at, you know, less money in our pockets to save. You know, we want to make sure that we are savings for a purpose. And the second rule in the savings goals is saving at the rate of inflation or above. So you don't just want to put a money in an account and just leave it there. If it's just sitting there and it's a basic savings account that's earning you no interest or tiny bit of interest, then you're losing money. So that is an important thing to understand. If you're not saving at the rate of inflation or above, whether it's a savings account, it's a money market account, you know, that's why I believe in money market accounts. You should at least be looking at a money market account. And not all money market accounts are created equally. You need to be definitely mindful about the interest that you're getting on the money market account. That's what I mean by saving at the rate of inflation or above. If you are not saving at the rate of inflation by above, you are losing money by putting money in here, because what a dollar could buy today will not be what it could buy when you're ready to use that money. And with the higher inflation, that couldn't be more true in today's society. So again, you want to make sure that your dollar is not devaluing, and it will be devaluing if you are not being smart about your savings and how you're saving it. So that's the first rule, is to always have a purpose for your pot. Savings goal pot. That's your purpose. That's the second rule, is to make sure you're saving at the rate of inflation or above. So for example, your emergency fund, that is a goal pot for you. That is one of your savings purpose. That should be one of our savings purpose all of our life. Whether we're a teenager, we're a college student, we're a parent, we're a retiree, we always need to have an emergency fund saving pot. Emergency fund savings pot, you don't want to have it tied up where you can't get the money at any time. So I always suggest that an emergency fund savings pot should be in a money market account where you're earning the highest interest rate possible that you can. Some money market accounts give you better interest rate than others. So it's important to shop around with different banks, different institutions on what rate of the money market account you need to have. So savings, emergency savings could be a small short-term savings or a long-term savings, depending on when you're going to need it, but you won't know that. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're not falling victim to savings practice that hinder your ability to grow your wealth. So that's why you need to at least be saving at the rate of inflation or above. You want to be able to secure your financial future there, you know. So you want to make sure that you're not just leaving the money in there. You know, according to surveys, more than half of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings in both 2022 and 2023. So you definitely want to start focusing on your purpose. You definitely don't want to be one of those people that are more than half of Americans that don't have savings. You know, you want to make sure that your savings account is tagged and has a purpose and you're focusing on it. That's one of the smart money habits, good money habits that you want to cultivate. You know, you want to get rid of bad money habits. So these are four bad money savings habits that you want to break out of. So like I said, the first one is that we've gone over again, and I'm going to go over again, is having a savings goal pot, having a savings purpose. This is the common mistakes that people make. They don't have a clear goal for their savings, so they're not able to keep on it and challenge themselves, motivate themselves as to why they have this money there and what they're working towards it. And always when you have different pots, you don't think you have a lot of money. If you have it all together, you can't trick your mind. Your mind's like, oh my gosh, I have so much money. But if you divide it into the different pots, then you will understand that, okay, each one of these things have a purpose. So it's not really like I have all this money. Each thing has a purpose. You rather put your money away, you know, with direct purpose. Not having your savings pots is, to me, one of the bad money habits that people have that they need to break out of when it comes to your savings. Not taking advantage of interest-bearing opportunities, like I said. You know, you at least want to have your emergency fund in a high interest-bearing money market account. You know, you want to look into high-yield savings account. You want to make sure, you know, certain pots, if let's say you're doing a savings pot that is 1 or 2 years, you can even do 6-month CDs. You know, depending on what your goals are, those are the interest. And when you're going to need this money, that will depend on where you put your money and how long you can have it tied up for. So, you know, in today's environment, the money market funds, the CDs, the high yield savings, all of those are giving phenomenally good interest rate. I just signed up for a money market account that's giving me 4.8% interest rate. So you want to make sure that you're shopping around, because not all banks are doing, different banks are doing different things. So you want to make sure you shop for your pots. You know, don't just pick a bank and go with that bank. Shop for your pots. Pick the ones, you know, I noticed my niece the other day showing me one that was giving a money market account that she was thinking of opening, that was giving 5% interest rate. So, you know, because she shopped around, she was able to see that. I was actually really surprised that she was getting something like that. I'm always like, okay, I'll just go with this bank that I know, or that bank. But she was able to shop around and get that. You also want to make sure you're not being charged a monthly fee or, you know, online access management, any type of fees, front fees that these accounts are charging. You should be getting a no-fee account. You know, there's loads of them out there. There's no reason that you should be paying a fee for an account. And there might be parameters that are involved with the fees, but you want to make sure that you look at the parameters and understand what they are, so you're not accidentally or for some reason being charged a fee. So make sure you do your research. So if your savings for long-term goals, you know, you might not want to look at a short-term CD, a high-yield savings, or a money market account. You might want to look at, you know, you know, investing in mutual funds or the stock market or, you know, different things. For example, if you're saving in your kids 529, I suggest you do age-based plan for them, because if your child is one and you're saving in them for them with a 529, which is a college fund, you want to make sure that if they're one, they're not going to need that for at least 17 years. So you want to be aggressive at the beginning when you're doing that. And as time goes by, you want the account to be able to adjust to more of a secured savings, because they're going to be needing it. Savings for 529s are very similar to retirement accounts. You start off very aggressive because you're not going to really need that money for a while, and then you move into less aggressive as the fund grow and as your child grow. Not savings regularly is another bad habit that we need to break out of. You know, as soon as you start working, you need to start saving. Whether you're saving in your 401k, your retirement, you have a pot for your vacation, you have a pot for a new car, whatever it is that you have a pot for, even if you're starting with $5, $10, whatever, start your pot, start your goals, so you can be focused and you can remember what your goals are and remember what you want and how much you're going to need for that. So you're able to work out a strategy that to set up your financial foundation that, okay, I want to start a car fund. I want to be able to start a vacation fund. I want to be able to, you know, other than your retirement fund and your emergency fund, which are the two that you should always have, you should, you know, you start making your other goals, your short-term goals, your long-term goals, and what you want to do. And of course, the other bad habit is not saving for emergency. So like I said, with the emergency fund, you need, it's could be short term or long term, you don't know. So you want to make sure that money is readily accessible. But that does not mean that you are not able to collect good interest on that. So that is why I recommend a money market account that you shop for. You know, without an emergency fund in place, you know, you're going to rely on credit cards, loans, debt, all these things to help you if something happens. You don't want to fall into that bracket. So you definitely want to try to, you know, be saving. Ideally, you want to be saving for at least 6 months of your expenses when it comes to an emergency fund. So, you know, if you can, you put a cushion in there. If not, you know, you just want to make sure that that's what you're doing. And you know that money can be needed at any time. So it needs to be readily accessible for it. So you don't want to miss out on that. You know, so you want to make sure that these are all the things that you are focusing on. So let's review what we're talking about. You need, in order for you to have solid financial footing, you need to break away from the bad habits as soon as possible. You want to make sure that you have your setting your clear savings goals pots. You know, you want to make sure you're setting those clear savings goals. You know, have your little pots. Make sure that you're focusing on what you can put in them regularly. You want to take advantage of your high yield accounts like CDs, money market high yield, money market savings accounts for your emergency fund. You want to establish a good foundation where you understand what your goals are with your savings so you can put it in the right vehicle, right financial vehicle to set forward. So that you are maximizing what it is your earnings are on the different vehicles depending on what you're saving for. You know, so those are the bottom lines when it comes to these bad habits. You want to make sure that you have your pots, you have your goals, you're focused on your goals, you're at least saving at the rate of inflation or above, and make sure that you always have your emergency fund. Thank you, and this is Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, on a next hot topic. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes, and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.